5:30 on March 24th, 2025, and I would like to call to order the meeting of the City of Woodway City Council. How's everyone doing? Glad to see you all here today. As you can see, Amin has gotten a lot better looking.
He did an upgrade.
Just kidding. He couldn't be here today, so I'm sitting in place of our mayor. So today, before we get started, we would like to ask David Shaw. He agreed to do the invocation.
I think he meant David.
I'm sorry. David Russell. I said David Shaw. Just look down there.
It's okay.
We got a lot of David right here.
Maybe that was foretelling, right?
Yeah, maybe. He might have done a better one. But.
David Russell.
Okay. Let us pray. Father, we have so many things to be thankful for. Yes. You are such a giving God, and we need to give thanks every day for this country, this state, and of course this city that we live in. This environment, such a wonderful environment. We also want to ask you to come into this room, touch everyone. Help us feel your presence. Help us feel your love, because the more of your love we feel, the more we love for each other. We want to keep this city the way you want it. Keep it just a wonderful place to live. Help us with these decisions. Help us in any way you can, because we know your intent is always the best. We love you, and amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, if you would and you're able, would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. It is now time for our public comment. The City Council invites citizens to address the council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address. And if speaking on a specific agenda item, state the item before beginning your comments. Is there anyone here who would like to speak? No one?
All right.
Go ahead, Mr. Maker. Please state your name.
Richard Maker. I live on Harbor Drive in Woodway. I'm back again to talk about Liberty Hill Cemetery. I hope you have an opportunity to go out and visit the cemetery at 9305 Bryce Drive. I found that Baylor had done a 4-page research many years ago. They put up a sign on the property, and they found out that there were 35 Hispanic buried there, and they have 90 listed on as Black Americans buried there at Liberty Hill, a total of 125. Our research using Find a Grave, markers, graves, and the obituaries, the total is actually 196 and possibly growing. Baylor does not own the property, even though it had a sign on the property. McLennan County Tax Office says it's 100% owned by Liberty Hill Cemetery. I want to thank the city for the 13 dumpsters that they provided. I believe two or three more of 20-yard dumpsters would reduce the fire dangers and help beautify Woodway. So we have one historical cemetery in Woodway off of Santa Fe. We can have a second one because it qualifies, it's old enough, it's got enough people. Our neighbors in Lorena has a historical, so I think our mayor could help us get it listed as a historical. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Please state your name.
I think I'll jump in on that here. So, two things.
Name, please.
I'm sorry, Bruce Hamlin, Wandering Trail. And this is about my pet project for those people that are not getting the homestead exemption, the younger people. So anyway, so I sent an email to Adam and met with him. So just wanted to know if the council can address it and tell us why or why not we want to do that. And then the part two of this is I sent it to Donna and Adam. Their addresses are easily findable on the website. Do the council members have a website? I mean, have a email address on the web? I couldn't find that. Where was it? Where is it?
I thought it was on our website.
It's under on the website. Where
it's not under the pictures or anything.
That is it.
No.
Yeah, we can
well, anyway. Well, if somebody can point me there, that's all I had is.
After the meeting, if you can get with one.
Yes.
Staff.
Yeah, that's good because I didn't know, and I certainly don't expect the board members to put their personal one, but I thought maybe there was an ex officio woodway.org or something with everybody.
There is.
So if that's good, then never mind.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Gary Albenshine, Midway Drive. I'd like to thank the council for taking this time, for allowing us to stand up and speak in front of the council and the people of Woodway. In the last meeting, we had a Woodway citizen step up and decide that he had authority over me to apologize for the things that I said about a few people on the council. That was an empty suit. I do not apologize. Second, he went into a campaign mode and started giving a rah-rah about our mayor. I have a problem with that. I don't believe that we should be campaigning, but in that spirit, I'm gonna do it anyway. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Williams, for pro-temming as mayor today and not being a rubber stamp on the city council because you didn't always agree with our mayor. Appreciate that. Second, let's see. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. The candidates that are running for the seat in Ward 2, this David Whitby, said that just a few weeks ago, in public, that the bike lane is done. We need to just move on, basically get over it. Not going to happen. You're spending our money without asking the taxpayers of Woodway where we want our money to go. Wrong answer. Elections are coming up. Dave Wilson, I stand behind him because he's a Vietnam veteran. He's a pilot, an investor, and a Woodway citizen for over a quarter century. He has an unwavering faith, and I believe I know who I would be voting for. Ward 3, we have Janelle Gilman. She would not even be on the council if it was not for Councilman David Russell helping her. And now he believes that was the biggest mistake he has made on the Woodway City Council. Think about this. Her biggest supporter is now saying it was his biggest mistake versus Michael Habern, that has been working with the city of Woodway longer than any of y'all. And I find it amazing he has never missed a meeting. I think you know who I'm voting for. Next we have Ward 1, where we have Amin running. Well, that versus Charles Anderson. I don't think I need to say how I feel about Amin. Y'all already know. You do not know how I feel about the challenger, Charles Anderson. I think the best way to say something about Mr. Anderson will be, it will be a major upgrade.
Thanks for your time. Time is up. We do appreciate your time, though. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Seeing none, then we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is our presentations. Mayor, do you have any comments that you want to make for item four, presentations?
Hey, John.
So I didn't know if you wanted to say something first before I introduce it. Yeah, so we're in presentation number four. Okay. Well, item number four, we have a recognition of a city employee who has been here for quite a while. Is he hiding? I mean, he's a big teddy bear, so can't hide. So, John, if you would, please. Who's going to be speaking on just me? Nobody else is going to be speaking on his behalf? I know I have something to give him. So,
but thank him for his service.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, I can tap dance my way through this.
There you go.
John's been with the city for almost 19 years now. 18 years, I'm sorry. And he's been my assistant director for the last six. Before that, he was our streets and parks superintendent. He's been a great team member. And he's been a great friend for me. I could have finished them. But I am going to miss him, and we wish him the best.
Appreciate it.
Say something too, like all the time I need. No. I really enjoyed my time here. It's great to work with fellow believers, and it's a real blessing. I've been other cities, and this is by far, the grass is definitely greener on this side. I can tell you from experience. But it's been a great blessing, and I'm anxious to see what God has next. So I appreciate all the. Everybody's been helping me out and been here for a long time. I really appreciate it.
Well, and Mayor Pro Tem, just I'd add, since I've been here a short time, only a year and a half, and John's been instrumental in helping me kind of find my way around community services. That was my weakest department. Not weak in, they're the weakest part. It was in my knowledge. Levels of departments, that was the one I needed a little bit more get up to speed on. And John was always there. He always had the answer. If he didn't have the answer, he'd be happy to go source it and come back to you. So good man of his word, did a lot of good things here for the city, and I wanted to tip my hat to you as well.
And I said, I do have my wife, my middle son, and my daughter here with the I guess they're supporting me. They look pretty good. I was going to give them a picture.
I haven't been here long enough to really say a whole lot about time, to be quite honest with you. But the little bit of time that I've been here, just not that long ago, I stopped in over there and I saw him and we talked a little bit. I had a couple of questions and, you know, he gave me answers that I needed to hear. And so I've been around government for a long time. And, you know, people come and go all the time. And working in government sometimes can be extremely difficult. We don't get paid as much as other people on the other side. So. But that's not oftentimes why we do what we do. It's about having a servant attitude and doing the things that we believe are expedient for making our community better. And that's what I've seen out of him in the short period of time that I've been here. And so I appreciate all the hard work that you put into, you know, making Woodway better. And I wish you nothing but the best in your endeavors. I know that you probably got some other things you want to do in life. Too young to be retired.
That's true. That's true.
But you know. So with that being said, the city has offered a small token of their appreciation. So it says here, with sincere appreciation and gratitude for your loyal and dedicated service to the city, the great city of Woodway. Congratulations and the best of wishes on your retirement. Thank you, sir. Congratulations. Khalil, you want to take a picture?
This one used to tell everybody that they were playing on his dad's park, so he enjoyed
it. And then I'm going to move and let you take a picture.
All right.
Okay, here you go.
That's my thing.
Perfect. Congratulations.
Back to business. Thank you all.
That was my last official duty.
Your last official?
I'm saying that's what he said. Oh. That's not true. That's not true.
Some yaw marks over here.
Okay, so moving on to item number 5 in our presentations, we have an introduction of the Woodway Public Safety Chaplaincy Program and Reverend John Palmer. So, Chief, I'm assuming that that's what you're going to do
for us today.
All right.
So, a large goal of ours in this department is to bring attention to first responder wellness. And as you know, wellness is a several different aspects of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual wellness. These four pillars all of wellness come together for a well-rounded first responder. And with 3 suicides in our county of first responders in just the last few months, it's something that is near and dear to our department's heart. And we feel deserves special attention. Today, I'd like to introduce the spiritual wellness aspect of our approach to complete wellness. I believe this pillar is the most important pillar, and without it, all other pillars of wellness crumble. Anyone who knows me knows I unapologetically declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. So approximately 4 years ago, I had the honor of meeting Reverend John Palmer and his lovely wife. He was having a healing service at his church, and me and my wife were driving right by his church, Waco First Assembly on Bosque Boulevard over here, the voting church.
Right, everybody goes to Bosque,
yeah. I was experiencing severe complications from a bout of COVID, and I walked in looking for prayer, and Mr. Palmer greeted me and my wife and provided hope in a time of great need. So fast forward 3 years, and Mr. Palmer was a member of our Citizens Police Academy.
Yay.
And yeah, I was up there teaching, and I noticed somebody was praying while I was teaching. And so it's Reverend Palmer. And I was like, I remember you. So at that moment, I remembered that he was the wonderful man who helped me in my time of need. And he always offered prayers for our officers while at the police department when he would see them. So a few months ago, he reached out to me inquiring about a chaplaincy program. And little did he know that this has been part of my goals of our department, so it was confirmation.
Thank you, Lord.
And he joyfully offered his service. So he will be available to first responders for prayers, for guidance, or simply a listening ear. He will also be available to the community to assist our department with death notifications or other critical incidents that may arise. Officers have his phone number to call him out if they feel his services would assist families in need. Reverend Palmer is a Doctor of Ministry candidate and a recent graduate of the Billy Graham Ministries Chaplain Training Program. He is a Woodway resident and has decided to take on this voluntary, right?
Yes, sir. Okay.
This voluntary position, and I would like to welcome him to the Woodway family. And if you don't see him.
Well, it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to serve, and the need was made readily evident when 3 officers did commit suicide. And we love our first responders, but we're not often there for them as much as they need. And so God really put it on my heart to reach out. And because of our relationship through the Citizens Police Academy and our previous encounter, and I just knew him a man of integrity, and just, wow, just reached out to him. Also reached out to the city of Waco, but he responded first. So I'm just so glad to be able to serve in this capacity. Your public safety department is definitely worth a lot of support. And I'll be praying and counseling and helping to the best of my ability. And I have a network of other pastors that we can also call upon at need. So I'm just so excited, and extend that prayer option to y'all too if you need extra prayer. He can give you the same number, and would welcome being able to do that and intercede. I just appreciate the city of Woodway and being a peaceful resident here. And I appreciate y'all's efforts to keep that peace. And your department just does an outstanding job. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I pledge to do the best I can with God's help, of course. That's the best way.
Well, I believe we are supernaturally protected.
So. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We pray over the city. We take ownership over and dominion over it. And we believe that it's gates of guard.
So, amen.
And we appreciate your help.
Sure. I'll do my best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chaplain Palmer. Appreciate it. All right. Moving on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with one single motion. However, the mayor or any other city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for a separate discussion and consideration. With that being said, I'm going to turn it over to the city manager for any comments he may have about items on the consent agenda at this time.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem, and thank you, Council. Just three items. Item A is discussion on the minutes of the previous meeting. Item B is discussion and or action on a request from H. Leon Wilson for a renewal of a special use permit for a home occupation, being a sale of firearms by phone or online, at 605 Willow Creek Drive, Woodway, Texas. Item C, discussion and or consider action to accept Green Life Nursery's quote for an amount not to exceed $40,586.46 to hire contract labor and purchase plants for Carling Bright Arboretum's spring planting, and authorize the city manager or his designee to execute all documents in connection therewith.
All right. Thank you, City Manager. Before we vote on the consent agenda, I would ask council members if there is any item on the consent agenda that you would like to pull for individual consideration.
I'd like to pull item 6C, as in Charlie. Well, we need to vote on the other part first, and then we.
Okay, so item 6C is getting pulled, and for individual discussion, is there any other item that anyone would like to pull? Okay, then I would call for a motion to approve item 6A and 6B on the consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. And second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Okay. All right. So I'd like to make a motion that we, I'm sorry, I would like to ask if there's a motion to consider consent agenda six, item 6C.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
To discuss.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second that.
All right. There's a motion to discuss and second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Okay. Councilmember Russell.
I mainly want to talk about page 12. I know the citizens don't have that in their information. But the breakdown of the $40,586.46 looks like a split between $20,986.46 for product and $19,600 for contract labor. Now, the main point that I want to bring up is when we was redoing the Arboretum, and of course, I know we've got a lot of new people here, so they may not remember this, but maybe Mitch can help us because it was his crew that was doing it. I think we did all the planting and all the work with our own staff.
The Arboretum staff would have
probably handled a lot of that, and our crew could have supplemented them, yes.
Yes, it seemed like we had like 10 people or so working on it.
It's entirely possible.
That's yeah, okay. I'm just wondering.
Can we let Jack speak to that?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, you worked on it. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jack.
Get those arrows ready.
There you go.
How are y'all? Jack Stanley. I'm superintendent of the Arboretum.
There you go.
I've been over there since I moved from the family center about 4 years, and I went through all the construction process, Mr. Russell. And my guys, we only have two guys. Mm-hmm. Myself, I oversee two guys. And we did not do any of the planting when we rebuilt after the sewer line came through, and we lost 200 and something trees. We outsourced the tree planting for the outside groups. We outsourced the planting. That's when Debbie Greenlife first came in, and she redesigned the whole thing. And with some of the old people, not people, but old regime that was here before changes, approved all of that. And we had the big construction fund, and they came in and they replanted everything. So to answer your question, our people did not do the planting of that. We do more of the weeding, the trimming, the cutbacks, the cleanup, the custodial stuff. We do a lot of those things, but the actual planting, we purchase the planting from professionals who come in and professionally put it in. But go ahead, you got a question?
Have we never had, it seems like I've seen city staff do planting before.
Some of the planting I think you see are Mitch's guys, Rodney. They handle the beds on the corner of Boskin Estates. They handle the beds up by Walgreens and the one across the street. They do the ones over by the highway towards Whitehall. There's several areas that Mitch could speak of. Now, Rodney's crews that run the parks, they've taken those few areas over and they plant stuff there.
It's just for $19,600, and we have, how many staff do we have between Rodney's crews and your crews?
Well, I've got two, but I can't parks. Speak.
There's four people in the parks department, the crew leader and three workers. So yeah. There's four of them, and then streets department's three workers and a crew leader. But typically it is parks that plant our beds.
So we've got about 10 laborers total, roughly, between the two of them. Does anybody know how long they're planning to work on this for 19?
Yeah, when she submitted that, she guarantees that when she starts planting, that it'll be done in 7 days. And that's what people, other groups we've talked to, they can't guarantee that. They can come and hit it, and then they can come back in a week, and then they can come back and finish. But our goal for ArboFest and the opening of the splash pad coming up next week is that we want somebody that can come in with a crew of 6 to 8 people that she brings in, and they hit 14 beds. They hit 14 raised beds, including the one on the in front of community services. But it's a lot of square footage, a lot of digging, a lot of pulling, a lot of plants. She orders everything. Everything's delivered. It's a one-stop shop. She so does
7 people roughly.
Well, it just depends on what they're doing that particular day. She'll have a crew usually 6 to 8 I've seen out here.
6 to 8. So it's $2,500 per employee, roughly.
But they'll work Saturdays and they'll come back Sunday. They're going to get it done in 7 days. So it could be a 56-hour.
Sounds like a pretty high price per employee, even if you're talking about a week and a half's worth of work.
Well, we've contacted other, like, I'm not going to say names, but other landscaping people. And the way we quoted it out with labor was to get groups of 2 people per hour, what would generally that cost? But it's not apples to apples, because if I send an experienced guy with a young guy, that's not going to average the same as 2 experienced guys or 2 young guys. So the how much you pay per hour per employee is going to waver a little bit.
I'm just not sure if we shouldn't be rearranging some of the labor for that week and save this $19,600, because we're already paying these employees that we have. And, like I said, it seemed like there was a lot of work being done in the Arboretum whenever it was being rebuilt.
Yeah, we had, most of those were outside contractors, because I oversaw all of them.
Of course, a lot of them was City of Woodway employees. I remember talking to a lot of them. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else has any issue with spending that type of money for.
Anyone else have any comments or questions?
Well, I'd love to know our city manager's perspective.
So we look at these kind of things all the time. Anything we can outsource, but we can do in-house on our own, we do try to do that. Mm-hmm. Streets have been backed up. I mean, every department's, they're all busy.
They're working hard.
And if, yeah, we could use staff, or it's all going to be overtime or comp time. Mm-hmm. So there's just not enough folks.
No.
Again, you know, we don't want to raise taxes. We want to keep things even keel for everybody. So we do 2, 3, 4, 5 times more than what's asked of us to keep overtime down, to keep comp time down, and to not have to come to the council every year and go, we need 5 more people, which I can attest, we easily need 5 more people in between community services and in their area at the Arboretum. But
you know,
we also want to open the discussion. This isn't part of this, but it's part of the manpower issue. The Whitehall, people want that reopened. It's a beautiful building. We're not doing anything with it. We haven't been able to rent it because it's not on the rate and fee schedule, but that's going to take another person. We don't know what's going to go on with this Family Center building. If it stays, if it goes, if it stays, that's more staff. So we're trying to do all we can, but this is staff's recommendation to break this off as it's presented, because it's just, in our minds, the only way we can get it done.
I wouldn't mind, you know, we get a weekly report of what's going on with the city, and of course we don't get anything from that standpoint. I wouldn't mind seeing that, maybe not weekly, but monthly, of what all the different departments have been working on. I can tell you that there is management issue, not from your level, but maybe another level. Not all that long ago, I was buying some dirt at Landscape Supply, and I was in my pickup truck getting half a yard, and I saw 2 city trucks and 4 employees, and I was buying 1 load of dirt. And I guess what I'm saying is, you know, there's 3 employees more necessary for that item.
Sure, and that should be reported to my office if any council member observes something like that, and I may have an explanation for it, or I may not.
Yeah.
That holds me accountable, and that holds staff accountable, and stays in that chain of command.
Sure.
Can I add something for Mr. Jack? Correct me if I'm wrong, but the price is less than we paid last year, correct?
Yep.
And this is paid out of the Arboretum Pavilion Fund. That is not paid out of tax dollars. That is paid out of tourism and venue rental fees from the pavilion, or any interest on those funds that I have invested. This is a routine item that we do every year for spring and fall planting. So I just want to help Jack out there.
We still like have a fiduciary responsibility as council to try to make sure we hold down expenditures as much as possible.
Sure, and I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just letting you know what.
Of course, the citizens should have a fiduciary responsibility to replace us.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I wanted to bring this up, whether it gets passed or not.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just letting you know it's not paid out of taxpayer dollars. That was all. That was my only point.
It's still dollars, but it's not our funds that's the property tax.
That's good to know, Brenda. Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Russell, make sure you read through that whole item and notice the part where Green Life Nursery donates that back, pots, deliveries, plants. She'll come through twice after planting, and she will evaluate if things aren't growing. She'll pull them at no cost, replant them. She donates plants to this past year, all the poinsettias for our city event. She donated all the mums for our fall on the patio. So, you know, she.
When you're paying $2,500 per employee, you ought to get something back.
Yeah. Maybe.
And does that cost, that $2,500, that's not just for labor? Right?
No, that was the labor. That was the labor.
Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for the beautiful space that you have created and worked hard for our community to gather, because it is a jewel.
Well, it's a citywide effort, and I appreciate the questions because it's citywide. Y'all all are involved with that, all your votes, in the past 5 years to rebuild that arboretum. That's it's definitely not me. It's not my guys. It's the leadership, and y'all need to pat yourselves on the back, and we will continue. I mean, well, I'm going to get off topic, so I'm going to stop. But we are constantly, I promise, looking out for the money over there. I mean, we do a lot of most of the projects ourselves in-house and cut the cost by 80% by doing it ourselves. So
citizens watching too.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, thank you very much for answering all our questions.
If you have any questions, just feel free to ask Adam. He'll reach out to me and we'll answer them.
Thank you, Jack.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks, Jack. We appreciate it. All right. Anyone else have any comments on this particular item? If not, I'll call for a motion for this particular item.
I move that we accept Green Life Nursery's quote.
I second that.
All right. We had a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay.
Not necessary for my vote. I mean, you got four.
So are you abstaining?
Abstain.
Okay. All right, motion carries 4-1. Okay. City manager and council report. City manager, do you have anything that you would like to offer up as a city manager's report for item number 8?
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem and council members. Just four brief things. So as some of you know, but I'll let the audience and the rest of you that may not know, I'm giving a presentation of an update for the old Family Center building to the Parks and Rec Board this coming Thursday. We've been asked, well, they'll be asked to review some information, it's a lot of information, and eventually come back and make a recommendation to council at what their vision would be, and let the council discuss that at another meeting in the near future. So we'll get the ball rolling on that conversation again. And the folks that came last week, thank you, though, from Old Creek Road and Old Farm Road. Mitch met with them after the meeting, and we've already ordered the speed bumps that they've requested, and we'll have those installed, should be tomorrow. We thought we had them on hand, so we were just going to go put them out, but we ended up having to order a few of them. So the chief, thank you to you, sir. You've also directed a focus patrol of that area. Just wanted council to know that as well, because there is other traffic concerns out there other than the speeding. So reckless driving and such was reported. So administratively, we have addressed that as well. Also, as of today, the splash pad, go out and check it out. If you got little ones, it looks like new again. Jack's done some good work over there. They had to re-sand or grain some kind of a proprietary
mix. They have to add the anti-slip, sharp grips, and little kids don't slip, so now it's just like the day it opens.
Yeah, so it looks really nice. So that was accomplished between the last meeting and this one. And then looking ahead into May, Discover Woodway and the Family Center are partnering to host a 50s theme, they call it a sock hop, a commemorative for the 70th anniversary for Woodway. So tickets for the dance and the reception will go on sale April 23rd, but the event is Friday, May 23rd from 7 to 9 at the new building. So staff will get social media posts prepped and ready through our Sea House outlet, and that'll begin next month. Awesome. And that's all I have, Mayor and Council. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the report. All right. Does any council members have any council member reports for item number 9?
PNC meets tomorrow night.
Yeah. Anything else?
You got your parks meeting, which is mentioned.
Yes, he's already mentioned that. Yep. Parks meeting coming up this week. All right. Item 10, consider action for adjournment. Is there a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
We are adjourned. It is 6:10.
Thank you all.